Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Patrick is in need of a second date update, and we're going to do our best to help him. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Happy to. So what's going on with Emily?
Oh, my God. So I'm not really looking for anything serious, but I did meet someone that I was really into and I want to see her again. We met on Tinder and we talked about this whole dating thing and we're both on the same page as far as not to rush into something serious. But we went back to my place on the first date. We spent a couple of hours just hanging out, and before anything happened, we had a conversation and I really liked her. You know, there was a lot of chemistry. I don't know. I thought it was a lot of fun.
So the conversation, like, what did you talk about?
We did a lot of, like, silly things, like asking, like, really silly questions. Like, if you were a spice in a spice rack, what would you be? Stupid questions. Like, if you had to make a grand entrance at a party, what would be your favorite song? Stuff like that.
And she was happy to play along. She didn't find that annoying or stupid, or she didn't get, like, all weird. Like, I don't know.
Well, you know, I sort of, like, egged her on to make sure she actually made a choice, and she had to explain it. So, yeah, she said she was cinnamon because she's sweet and spicy sometimes.
Oh, that was going to be mine.
That's a good answer. See, okay.
Same.
So she was playing. I like it.
But it went well. She ended up spending the night. She left around like 6 or 7. And I wanted to see her again. We kissed goodbye and I haven't heard anything back. I've been texting her, but nothing so far.
Was there anything weird about that next morning?
No, I don't think so. Honestly, I thought it went really, it was pretty smooth. Like, we kissed goodbye, like, seemed like it was fine. I mean, besides her having to do the walk of shame, it was all good on our end.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we take a break?
Sorry.
No, I just, you know, we do these second date. We've been doing them for so long, and we always have follow-up questions, and it's inevitable that when we get them on the phone, it's something that either we didn't think to ask or something we hadn't considered. I mean, I love that you guys are on the same page in terms of, you know, what you want out of this. Neither of you were looking for anything serious, but you liked her enough that you want to see her again.
Yeah. So you're thinking like friends with benefits kind of thing. Is that what you're kind of?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like semi-serious.
But you're
open
to the possibility it could lead to something serious.
Yeah. I mean, so far.
Why not?
You know.
And the fact that you had the conversation about that, you talked about it ahead of time, is good. So everybody's clear, unless she changed her mind or she's got some messes that she needs to clean up first before she can proceed with you. Whatever it is, we'll get to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk to Emily and see what she says.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It's on Second Date Update with Jeff and Jen at Q102. Patrick was very upfront about the fact that he's not looking for anything too serious. I mean, he met Emily on Tinder, for crying out loud. But she's not looking for anything serious either. They talked about it. Seemed to have a lot in common. Great chemistry. So far, so good. Went back to his place. She spent the night.
There was some substance.
Yes. She kissed him goodbye the next morning.
Good
it didn't
sign.
Feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
She's not responding to any of his texts, so we're going to call her up. Hey, Emily.
Yeah. Hi. Yes, this is Emily.
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
Jeff and Jen. Are you serious?
Fritch is here too. Say hi.
I'm actually getting ready to leave, so I'll talk to you later.
Never mind. Fritch has got to run out and do an errand.
What happens.
Tell me if they get back together.
I will. Yeah. We'll text you.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Fritch is going to go run some errands. She'll be back later.
Bye, guys.
See you, bye.
Bye. What's up?
Patrick called us. He was telling us about your date.
What did he say?
Well, he was happy to meet you. He said even though you guys aren't necessarily looking for something serious, he liked you a lot and would like to see you again.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
You got other stuff going on?
No, I'm just, it's strange to me. I just didn't think that he's like the type to do that. I don't know, but.
What makes you think he's not the type to do that?
I don't know. Just doesn't seem like one to call in on the radio about this. But,
maybe he's not, and you've changed him somehow. You've affected him in a way.
Look at that.
Where he's willing to put himself out there.
You might just be the one.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's going to work. I can't date this guy. No.
Why?
I'm sure he told you then that we hung out after the date, obviously.
If that's what we're calling it, yes.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I can't believe I'm going to say this. So he has a tattoo of his face on his ass. He tattooed himself on his ass.
His, like a portrait of his face on his bottom?
Yeah. Like on... one butt cheek or both butt cheeks? I'm trying to picture this.
Well, on one, but you know, it's not small. Yeah, he has his face on his ass. I don't know. I find it very strange. Like, who does that, and why?
So, did you just notice that, or did you ask him about it?
No, he got up. He was naked and walked to the bathroom, and I saw it, and I was like, I'm sorry, what is that? And he said it was his favorite picture of himself. no, like, what the hell?
What, you don't recognize me?
There I am, right there.
Who does that? What is that?
All right, so then what did you say after he said that's my favorite picture of myself? What did you say?
He went to the bathroom. I kind of, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to respond to that. Who does that? Is this some sort of weird joke? I don't know. It kind of creeps me out. So I didn't really bring it up again, but I don't really want to see him. So,
okay.
Well, I think you should reconsider, because if you two end up together, then he can tattoo your face on his other ass cheek.
What a pair.
And you two will be immortalized as a couple forever.
Hmm.
And you can get his face tattooed on your ass.
Yes.
No, I don't.
Are you a tattooed person? I mean, or are you? No, not at all. So this
but, like, would definitely not be bothered by a normal tattoo, like on someone else. But that is like whole other level of weird. Yeah.
I knew a guy once. And I thought he was very funny, and he was married, and his wife's maiden name was Wolf, and they had gotten into some kind of, this is the story he told, I don't know if he was just being goofy or what, but I believed him, and he said that they had gotten into some kind of argument, and he went out with his buddies, and they went to a tattoo parlor, and he got a wolf tattooed on his butt.
That's right.
And went home and showed it to her and said, I got this because you're always on my ass.
That's very funny.
What?
I thought it was funny, too.
That's very funny.
That's there forever. I know. Forever.
That's a great story.
It's a great story, though.
Patrick.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys.
Oh, he's here. Okay.
So, tell us about the tattoo. What was the reason for that?
I mean, I was just young and dumb. I did it on a dare, and I want women to remember who just gave them a good time when I'm walking away. At least that's the joke. But I think, like, come on, like, I just have to talk out this logic because it's sort of bothering me. You think I'm a good-looking guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, we were together. My tattoo is of me, so therefore, you think I have a good-looking tattoo, right?
That's also funny. Yes, I get it.
Only he wasn't trying to be funny. He really was trying to demonstrate logic here.
Logic.
Well, from a logical standpoint, I see where you're coming from. It's not my thing. Sorry.
All right. So I don't love the tattoo that much either. So why don't you come with me and we get the cover up as our second date?
You mean you'd be willing to cover up the tattoo?
You're going to get your tattoo removed?
With another tattoo.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that I'm super crazy about, and people do get judgmental about it. So, like, if I just got something that I liked, and she could come and tag along. And
well, Patrick, I'll tell you what. We'll make a deal with you. If you get a tattoo of me and Jen, where we each get our own buttock.
Oh, there you go.
We'll pay for the tattoo.
Yes.
And because you're willing to get our faces tattooed on your ass, we'll cover your next 10 dates.
How about that?
Plus the tattoo.
Oh, man. If that gets me a second date with Emily, then yes.
I'm sure that's very enticing for him, but yeah, no.
Come on. You seem more fun on the date.
I was having fun. I'm good.
All right.
I guess no Jeff and Jen tattoo, then.
I was trying to make lemonade out of lemons.
I know. You were doing what you could.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was a good story.
It's too bad, because, like, I would have performed the marriage ceremony for you,
too. You would have done it all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really tempted to ask for a picture of the tattoo, but that seems very inappropriate to ask for a picture of a man's bare bottom. But I am really curious.
Well, that's an interesting way of asking for it without asking
right,
for
exactly.
It. This is not her first HR rodeo.
No, it's not. I mean, one thing you could take into consideration, as he ages, he might start to get a little bit hairier back there, and the hair could totally cover the tattoo, and you wouldn't even see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not working, is it?
No.
By the way, this is what our brainstorming sessions are like every week.
Truly.
In case you didn't know.
He's not kidding.
Just throwing shit up against the wall, see if it sticks.
Yep. What we do.
Appreciate you taking the call, Emily.
Yeah, this is a weird one, but all good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
happy to you. Sorry, Patrick. You hang in there, bud. We're here for you.
All right.
It might actually work with someone in the future.
I know.
You never
Somebody
know.
Might love that.
You need help with the second date update? Send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com, and we will definitely get going on that. I want to say hi to Meredith Rudmiller, Jennifer Hall, Tammy St. Clair, Tony Heiser, all listening on the Q102 app right now and waiting for the next Taylor Swift song to tap that track to go to Paris to see her. I can tell you
it's
that.
It's got to be coming up soon or else I feel like you wouldn't be talking about this, Tim.
Bingo. Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.